Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We led the show, of course, talking about this 0-6 homestand. They've lost six straight series at home. They're on an off day today before they begin a road trip to Texas. And what has to happen? What do you do at this point in time if you're the organization? But something that I think we all have done as sports fans in our life, and whether you're texting with your buddy's bank or you're on Twitter or we get texts into the show, whatever, everybody loves to play the blame game. Everybody does it. We all do it as sports fans. Oh, it's this person's fault for something. So let's play the game a little bit here, because I've gotten three or four texts already on the show. It's Q's fault. Someone else texted the next text and it was JJ Piccolo's fault. It was X player's fault, whatever, right? So if I break out the 100% of the pie here, where do you put the blame? And for me, I tried to break this down, and ultimately it lies on the players. I think for the most part, most reasonable fans understand that it is a production and results-based business, and the players are most responsible for that. I think we're on the same page there. So I went with 55% of the blame of where this offense is at, and I'm talking just the offense, by the way, is on the players. In fact, I almost went higher, because that is who has to perform. We know, you go through the lineup, the name, we all know the names, right, that you were counting on, Salvi and Vinny and Bobby in India. Now, Vinny has played much, much better. He's been great since the month of May. But we know those guys overall have not lived up to what you needed them to be. And that's a big reason why you're in the spot you're in offensively. So I put 55% for the players. The next biggest chunk was coaching staff / hitting staff. I have a separate category for Q, by the way. But the hitting staff, Alex Zumwalt, etc., 25%. And I almost put that a little bit higher. I only have 100% to spread around, though. So I went 25% on the hitting, 55% players, 15% JJ Piccolo. He did assemble this roster. We all know the outfield and what they went into the regular season with. So he, of course, has to take a nice chunk of the blame for where this offense is at. And then I went 5% for Q. I just don't believe managers have as big of an impact on the game as everybody likes to make it out to be. You know, a year ago when the team was great, he was just lucky. This year, it's all his fault. So I just... That's what I'm led to believe based on texts and tweets. So 5% on Q doesn't mean he's perfect. Of course not. Are we going to be frustrated at times with his decision? Absolutely. But he has been consistent with the analytical approach. You can say he wasn't consistent with Noah Cameron. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I think it is very clear under Matt Quatrero, they go off numbers. And if you want a manager that's going off feel and emotions and all that, that is not your guy. That's not who he's going to be. And that's not who he was, I guess, advertised to be. And he has been
as... the Rays.
He has been as advertised, honestly, in my opinion. I put the blame at 5% on him with this offense. Where do you break it out? And you guys tell me on the text line if you were to break out the 100% out of players, Q, Piccolo, and hitting coaches.
I put players at 65% because I do believe, you know, strong indicators how the players are performing. You know, they're the ones up at the plate. They're the ones making the decision. They're the ones seeing, you know, the baseball leave the pitcher's hand, where to hit it, with guys in scoring position or not. So 65% players. I only gave Q 5%. Yes, I had a problem with the Cameron thing. Yes, I do. Yeah. But again, I think baseball is different than football, because I think coaching does matter differently in football than baseball. It's like you look at the Royals in 15. It was set through six innings, right? I mean, you could basically say the lineup. A lot of people could have done it, right? And then 7, 8, 9 was done. I mean, anybody could have done it. So I think there's more coaching involved in football than baseball there. Piccolo, 5%. I understand he's got constraints, man. He can only do what he
can
do.
Should I have another category of ownership? Should we have that mixed in there?
Well, you could. But Piccolo, he only does what he can do. And again, it's tougher. That's why Dayton Moore
was
so tough.
Or would you just put it as front office instead of just sure. JJ?
Dayton Moore was the only small market guy since the explosion of television contracts to win a World Series. It's not easy to do. Dayton did. It is not a tough, easy job to do when you have different constraints. And I put hitting coaches 25%, obviously. I think
so you're at 20 as well.
That 90% there between the actual players and the hitting coaches. It's more on the players, 65% on the players, in my opinion. But I do think you change the hitting coaches around, that could help. But I can't put a ton on the front office, especially JJ, because he's only doing what he can do.
In terms of like the philosophy, I see a couple of people texting
and his pitching staff is crazy good.
There's a couple of people texting in about like the philosophy. Whoever's telling Garcia to bunt, is that Q making those decisions in that moment, or is it more of what they look at analytically from in the philosophy from the hitting coaches?
I think in each circumstance is different, but sometimes we have to remember, especially with Q, they're never going to throw a player under the bus. So even if it was the player's decision, let's say in this hypothetical, to lay down the bunt, you're never going to, and nor should you, this is just how, I mean, it's never a good idea. You're not going to hear Q come out and say, yeah, it was Mikel's decision to do that. And you're never going to throw a player under the bus.
That's the reason why people didn't like Ned in the beginning, because he would always take the blame for the players.
Everybody
thought it was on Ned when he was taking the blame for the players.
Someone says 55% of it is on Cody's songs. Someone did bring it up. We can keep track. Since Cody's JAC song, they've won maybe one game or not won a game. Actually, they haven't won a game. They're 0-6.
They're 0-6 since JAC.
I've seen
Cody do a song and get a home run that day. Like, I've seen it work.
But then it has to
evidently it's not
same
working.
Thing with the Q stuff. When it's good, you don't want to give credit. When it's bad, it's all his fault. Cody doesn't just get credit for the songs. When it's bad, he's got to get it's got to be his fault too. You know? Well, JAC 0-6. 0-6 since the song.
Someone says it's 100% on Q.
Okay. Well, that's just not realistic. Like, explain, someone says no one is hitting, direct reflection on Q's leadership. Again, I'm not saying he's not part of the equation. You cannot possibly truly think that 100% of the offensive lack of success this year is on Matt Quatrero. Can I ask you then, last year when they had success offensively, and it was average offense, nobody's saying they were world beaters, but they were hitting in big spots. What was that? Then 100%, he was 100% responsible for last season then? Is that because if you're saying it's 100% on him now, then last year must have been 100% on him.
Are you going to give credit to this pitching staff being as good as it's been this season, even with Reagan's being hurt and stuff and Lugo having his issues and Bubic?
Yeah, Q has no reason that the pitching staff is as good
forever,
as it is.
The Royals couldn't develop homegrown pitchers. Well, mm-hmm. Bubic is an example of developing somebody.
Yeah,
Pitching staff's been great. Noah Cameron, this pitching staff's been great.
You can have a big chunk towards Q if you want. I disagree. No, you can't say 100% though. Like we can go through and have a conversation about the things that you may disagree with. But if you're not, I can't take it all that seriously. If you're trying to say 100% of the pie is on Q here, that just doesn't make any sense to me. That's all.
I just look at MLB managers differently.
In terms of how they affect the game?
Remember when Joe Torre was racking up all the World Series? Do you think Joe Torre actually made the biggest difference for the Yankees team, or do you think it was Jeter and those heaters and Bernie Williams and those guys? Of course, it was the players and not Torre.
You're right. I mean,
he just filled his lineup card and go.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Matt Quatrero needs to hit a couple more home runs for this team.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Why does he put on the gloves, and grab a bat?
His pitching staff has been crazy good. It was not from whose side on that.
I wonder is our standpoint, because I'm with you, I think the players are there. Is our standpoint from the solely, because to me, a lot of it solely falls into the reason I would put more percent on the players than anybody else in a significant amount. I'm more leaning towards Bink's side of things, or maybe even saying 70% of the players and less hitting coaches. It's just because.
Oh, I have the majority of the pie on the players, too.
They're able to hit, but it's just I don't want to say they have a lack of clutchness. I don't think that's fully true. It's just in certain moments where they have to take advantage, they haven't been able to take advantage for whatever reason that is. I don't know if it's a philosophy thing. I don't know if it's something that they decide on in terms of how they need to approach the at-bats or if they're just simply not coming through. But they're doing a decent job of getting on base. It's just that we've talked about it all before.
Well, there's only two
them driving in the runs when
better
they need
ERAs
to.
In the American League besides the starters. Only two teams better. That's crazy how good they are on what you should be able to win on, and that's pitching. You would think the other stuff would kind of come into gear, but being this good
at
pitching.
Well, yeah, that's the only reason why they're still only, you know, 2.5 or whatever it is out of a playoff spot. Them. Otherwise, we'd be discussing them.
And that's dealing with injuries and calling up guys like Noah Cameron. They're pitching crazy. Chris Bubich pitching the way he's doing.
Yeah, someone said they would put 85% on the players, 5% on Q and JJ and hitting coaches. So 5-5-5 across the board is how they would break it out. Yeah, I mean, that's actually probably a fair way to do it. No doubt, I think most people that are reasonable understand that this is a player's issue first and foremost, but they have made the player changes. So now that's why we started the show with, I don't know how you just keep your hitting staff intact and say, all right, we're just going to keep rolling this thing out there. That's why I think a change has to happen there. And then, yes, we can talk more about it, you know, over the next couple of weeks about where they're at in the standings as it relates to going out and making trades. I know, Vern, I was listening this morning talking with Fesco and Dusty, and he was saying that they need to, I think the phrase he used was, you know, they need to drop the green flag now and go and make trades. Who is trading? And if you will cite Rafael Devers getting traded, I would push back and say that caught everybody off guard. That was also a player that was causing problems within the organization early this season because he wasn't happy that they wanted Alex Bregman, who's a million times better third baseman than Rafael Devers, to play another position, and he gave him a hard time for it. So I don't think we can just say now that Devers is traded, everybody's open for business. Maybe I'm off. Maybe that opens the floodgates and teams do it. Look at the AL standings. There's what, 7 teams that are within 3 games of each other at least, if not more. And so I don't know who's really making the trade. You should be on the phones, and I believe they have obviously reached out to people, but I don't know who you're going to add to the lineup right this second.
I think the extra wild card makes everybody think they're in it because Eugenio Suarez is a guy people are talking about, you know, with the Diamondbacks. You could go out and trade them, but they're 3.5 games back from the wild card. You know, they're not having a great season in Arizona, but because this wild card is the way it is, you have to make your decisions in front office. Are we actually good enough to compete, or you don't want to throw the towel in because your fans are going, what are you doing? You're only 3.5 back from wild card. What are you doing throwing it in? So all these teams, unless your name's the White Sox, the A's, the Orioles, or the Rockies, all these other teams, they still think they have a shot, and that's the problem. But I will say this. As I said, there's 2 teams in the American League, despite the injuries, 2 teams with better ERAs as far as starters. Only 3 teams in the American League have a better ERA from a relief staff like the Royals have. I'm a big fan of windows in sports. Like, you have to cash in when that window's there.
Sure.
Like, there is no guarantee this pitching staff's going to be this good in the future. I doubt it is. I seriously doubt the Royals.
It's already starting to, I would argue.
It's eroding to some extent, but it's still right up there as far as the American League. There's only 2 teams starters-wise better with ERAs, and only 3 teams with relief pitching better ERAs. But it's the window, man, and you have to cash in. If you have this kind of quality of pitching, you have to put the players around. That's why I'm all for the Royals making moves, because you don't want to waste this window. You don't want to waste this window. You don't want to be the 49ers that paid Brock Purdy last pick in the NFL draft money, and you make it to the Super Bowl, and you could pay everybody else. All of a sudden, now you have to pay them. Now you got to pay everybody else. That's a real problem. Again, sports windows. Can you knock it down? Can you kick it in? The Royals saw that in 15. Dayton Moore said, you know what? I'm going to get rid of 5 lefties, and I'm going out and getting Zobrist, and I'm getting Cueto. I'm doing what I can. I'm pushing all in. Billy Beane did it the year before with the A's. Didn't work out for him, but he still pushed all in. Dayton Moore did the same thing. He pushed all in, and he got it. You don't want to waste this pitching staff. Getting pitchers is the hardest thing to do in baseball.
Right.
That is the toughest thing. The Royals have the toughest thing already done. That's the frustrating part about it, is the tough thing's already done.
Yeah, I think the only thing, the only thing with the 49ers analogy, I would argue, is, you know, they were going to NFC title games, they were losing in Super Bowls, they were that close, and you're like, go make a move to finish this roster off. That the Royals aren't even, I'm with you that I would not mind them, obviously, still, even at this moment, as bad as things look, they're only 2.5-3 out. I would like them to go and trade for somebody. I would argue, I don't know who that player is that is truly available. But I would also say, to me, they're not just a bat away. That's the problem. That's how bad things are with this offense.
Get one run, who cares?
That's my only pushback on that. I hear you. Like, if they were in the, let's say they were in the, this exact same team was performing similar to last year, then you can, and you make an argument they're a bat away or this away. They're more than just a single bat in the lineup away. They could go and add whoever, Bink, Eugenio Suarez.
He's got 3 grand slams this year. That's sure, a guy that hits in the club. That's incredible.
And he helps. There's no doubt. But I don't think Suarez just all of a sudden this offense is just going, you know, that doesn't mean you don't make a move. I would argue they're not one move away. That's how bad it's
five
been.
Runs, man. Four to five runs with this pitching staff. That's good enough to win.
Don't you think in order to get where you're talking about going, though, Bink, is that are you like what are you going to have to sacrifice to try to make it work this year? Are you risking if you're saying, OK, we have to take advantage of the pitching staff because we don't know what
it's
they're going
to be. It's going to have to be a run-up player. It's not going to have to be a long term.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying if you go all in, do you risk or if it works, obviously you're geniuses. But if it doesn't, you could really have problems going forward if it doesn't because you're sacrificing whether it's payroll, whether it's prospects, whatever the case is, who just aren't quite ready yet.
I think a lot of fans are split on this. You know, there's some fans that say, you know, they should clearly be sellers. There's other that think, hey, go and try to get this thing right. You have time. And people are split on that. I still think the whole selling part of it, like you, to me, if you want to be buyers, you start making that decision now. If you want to be sellers, that sorts itself out in 3 weeks. I really, there's a difference for me. Buyer, you make that determination now. Are we really going to go and try to improve this thing? Start making the effort to get those conversations going now. But if you're team sell, that's fine, and that might be where they end up. They just don't have to make that decision today I said it on Friday, same thing, now June 16th.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.